police brutality has been going on. I'm 50 years old. It's been going on for 50 years of my life and before I was born. And these things need to be addressed. But the thing what I want to leave out here the most with is policy changes. Policy changes.
Yeah.
We can march, we can organize, we can mobilize, but until we come up with a strategizing type of system, then we are all out here in vain. So what I want everybody to leave on their minds with is policy changes. If we can come together like this right here for Brother Floyd, who died in another state, then we can come together for Brother Bam and my Uncle Shabazz, who lost their lives a long time ago. Now the thing is, these policies that they have put in place have allowed them to put their knees on a black man's neck for as long as I've been living. Policies need to change. I came out here a long time ago, fussing and fighting with rah-rah. No more rah-rah. It is time now to make the officials, and especially on my behalf, the black officials, to change the policies.
Right.
We're not going to go on with rah-rah and
this
person against that, black against white. No. The only black and white I want to go against is the black ink on the white paper changing policies that keep incarcerating us and killing us. So when you leave here today, please keep the same energy and focus and drive and determination on writing your congressman, your local councilman, your mayor, your governor, everybody, even Joe Biden. Joe Biden got on national television and said, this is wrong. And I wish Brother Joe was out here today, because I got some things I want to put in his ear personally. Maybe somebody can get me to meet him. But it starts locally. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are scared to come out in their own state because of backlash. The political positions will be taken. Their jobs will be taken, their level of positions will be taken. That's why Delaware never moves. But it's time to get past all of the one horse wagon type of town situation. We have to ask our politicians to change the policy. I'm going to say a couple things and then I'm going to be out of here. One, this is a local policy that can be changed on ground level. Wilmington Police Department must live in the city of Wilmington if you want to police. Two, I don't know why Brother Chip Johnson, or I forget his name, Councilman Johnson, voted against body cameras for the Wilmington Police Department. Him being a black man, sitting in a prominent position to speak for the people, does not speak for the people. We need police to wear body cameras in Wilmington, Delaware. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everywhere in America, brother, you're right. But since I'm in Delaware, in Wilmington is my home. We need those elected officials to press the issue. Brother Vash, Brother Trippy, Brother Sam, the few other ones. Melissa, what's her name? Shabazz. Oh, Lord. Hanifa Shabazz. You sit at one of the most elite positions in the city of Wilmington, besides the mayor's office. You are second in charge. Your voice should be the loudest in the office. You should be calling for the police diversity for living in the city and police body cameras. This is not a personal shot at you, Hanifa. This is policies changing in your voting record. That's what we put on the line. We don't put nothing on the line that he say, she say, going back and forth. No, we want to see your agenda for the black man in the city of Wilmington. How many times you have voted for or against the things that we need in our community. That's all I have to say.